I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Earlier this morning, by accident, Danielle mentioned on the show that Stiz Grimey sleeps in the nude.
Hello.
Stop setting it up like that. You're making it so weird.
Many are wondering how a coworker would know that about another coworker if they have never slept with them in said condition of undress. So I'll leave that there for you to speculate, but I'm not sure how you know Stiz Grimey sleeps in the nude, yo. But
he keeps texting me about it. I just thought it was just a bunch of consonants and he sat on his phone, but and I was like, oh, hold on, it's like, you know what it's like texting with Stan is like playing Wheel of Fortune, because you have to fill in the missing letters. So whatever time he saves not typing those letters out, like I would have to think about what letters I'm gonna leave out of the words.
Give me an example if you could.
Hold on. I will read something verbatim.
Okay.
Stand by. Let me
just and are you sure it's a time-saving thing and
not
just...
Because then I have to figure it out later.
Not knowing how to spell.
Well, I'm with Danielle. You just type the word as it should be typed because you have to spend the extra time figuring out how you're going to shorten the word.
What do you got over there?
Hold on. I'm trying to find one. Okay. LMAO at this place by himself. Hardly know. Talk, but awkward.
Stiz, what is the deal? Why are you?
Greg, I leave out vowels.
Why?
So if I was going to write, I should have went. I would write S-H-L-D-V-E.
Why?
I leave out vowels.
Why do you do that?
Because, Greg, time is money.
No, I understand.
Not that much money.
I understand.
You're not making enough to make that worth it.
I don't understand.
I have to go out and Uber, Danielle.
The ROI is not... It's not there.
I don't understand. I don't understand that, though. I mean, it's just because you don't...
And then also, sometimes I'll spell things phonetically.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
That's helpful. Why don't you spell the word, guy?
Because we live in a social media world, so I kind of... I'm texting between friends. Why do I care about grammar? If you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
No, but it's not even grammar. You're just leaving out whole parts of words. Merriam and Webster would be pissed.
You know what I'm saying, though. You know what I mean?
I know, but I got to look at it for a second. Sometimes...
I would never write like that on a college essay or a resume.
You know who else believes that time is money?
Who?
And also leaves words out of things so as to save time?
You've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Thank you, Tim Apple. Thank you, Stiz Radio.
Stiz Radio.
Stiz producer.
Stiz
social media director of Hillman Morning Show.
Here's the danger in leaving out vowels. Stan could potentially send me a text this weekend because it's going to be nice out and say, hey, you want to come sit on my DCKRN? So I'm thinking he just wants me to come over and sit on the back patio with him.
Turns out I don't have a patio, baby.
There's no patio in my triple decker.
Can we get an update quick on Stanley's poll? Because this one is important to me. So St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, and you will be out and about this weekend, and the feature, the special at the restaurant will be shepherd's pie and or corned beef and cabbage. So Stanley's poll this morning on the WAAF Twitter feed and on our WAAF Instagram is, which do you prefer, corned beef and cabbage or shepherd's pie? What are the results at right now?
Breaks my heart to say this, but corned beef and cabbage has just taken a strong lead. Doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
Really? What's the percentage?
70%.
70% prefer corned beef and cabbage over shepherd's pie. Yeah. I can't believe that.
You don't like it?
It's okay. It doesn't have taste to me. It's not something I love.
Oh, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah. All right. Thank you, Stanley. You can vote.
TKSSTN.
Thank you. Thank you, Stanley.
It's like playing a game of Scrabble where they took all the vowels out and they just threw tiles everywhere and you're left to make words out of it.
Yeah. Well, I love this. Time is money.
Right.
I'm like, well, what do you got? Like 100,000 people you got to text? So.
So busy.
Where do you stand on the Guinness beef stew?
Oh, fantastic. Oh.
And will you be enjoying Guinness this weekend?
I enjoy a Guinness all year round.
All year round.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Shout out to O'Connor's in West Boylston for the Guinness pie.
Oh, that place is a great place.
It's an institution.
I never make it out there, but himself.
Oh, yes, himself.
Himself runs yes. a fantastic. They have great food. Yep. The apps at that place are extraordinary.
Everything's
haven't
great.
Been there in years.
Great place.
But it's a great place, O'Connor's. This is Dan on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. I was going to crack on Stizzle Dizzle, but none of you picked it up. E is a vowel.
E is a vowel, yes. E is
he doesn't
a vowel.
Know that, sir. Don't make fun of him.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Spring into Savings program. Because you listen to this show, you're going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof, eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 7:49 a.m.
Hey, kid, look, I'm not even going to respond to that. Now, here's my response.
End of message.
Well done. Well done.
Thursday, 2:23 p.m.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. This is Benedict Cumberbatch. Danielle, congratulations on your chronic healing cult. It sounds like you're really going in the right direction. So, Greg, next time you are on vacation, I've got the name for the show, The Tonic, The Pronic, and The Chronic. Cheerio!
End of message.
That was funny. Even though that guy sucks.
Thursday, 4:51 p.m.
I just totally pulled an LB. It's 5:30 on Thursday, 5:30 p.m., listening to a full show podcast about REM, and I'm texting in that REM sucks. I'm late, and I'm right.
End of message.
A lot of people were all over me yesterday about liking REM
and
about how whiny they sound. They think that, and a lot of people on social media were agreeing with the texter who said that U2 is the most overrated band.
No, which disagree.
I can't believe either. I think U2 is a great live band.
They're amazing. Amazing.
But there's a lot of people who don't like them. Are you in that court?
Not like them.
Yeah.
But they're not my favorite. I wouldn't go to a show.
You wouldn't go see
them? No.
Yeah.
Thursday, 5:30 p.m.
Shoe, don't do anything to change the bass in your voice. You're a master broadcaster, and I just want to bathe in your audible chocolate.
End of message.
I'm with you. Love him.
That's weird.
Thursday, 7:51 p.m.
I'd just like to wish Danielle and Stiz a happy anniversary. I know you'll be together for 1 year on St. Patrick's Day, so have a nice romantic weekend, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
End of message.
What do you think Stan got me for our unofficial anniversary?
I don't know. Now,
lace
listen,
panties.
It was a year ago. Year ago this weekend, yes, that you guys went on your first date to the wedding together.
Yes, happy anniversary at not Josh Dolan and at not Laura Dolan.
And Stiz came back to your house at the end of the night, if I remember correctly,
to pick up his car and go home.
Well, that's code, I think.
It's not code. I can show you the surveillance video from inside my house when it shows him leaving 3 minutes after he arrives.
I'm guessing.
He's like, can I use your bathroom? And I'm like, I guess so.
That can be altered.
That was a smooth move, by the way, to get inside the house.
Yeah, right.
Can
that's
I use
line.
The bathroom?
No,
I just
need you to think use I can bathroom. Use your bathroom real quick?
So are you saying that he got you, I'm guessing maybe he got you like cupcakes? No? Something you use here at work. That would be like a gift that a coworker that you're dating would get for you, like journal.
He take me to the
did he get you a journal or something like that?
A journal,
a really nice journal. leather bound with your name on it.
Did he get you some kind of a gift that is available at the paper store? Which is
a new Vera Bradley bag, perhaps.
Yes, a scarf.
Yeah, an Alex and Ani bracelet.
Pajamas in a bag or something like
Chenille
that.
Chenille socks.
Yes, yes. Well, no, what did he get you?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, he didn't get you anything? Oh.
I mean, it's not till Sunday, so maybe he's waiting to surprise me.
Yeah, maybe. I bet he'll get you something.
250-pound bag of cat food.
I bet he'll get you.
That'll last about a week in my house.
Maybe he'll give you a tube steak smothered in underwear. Do you like that
dish?
Wow,
that's a classic.
That's a classic.
Did they serve that at Polcari's? Can't find that.
You can't find the Polcari's jingle?
They did an updated commercial that included the old commercial, but no audio. We've been trying to find it. We've been looking all over the place for
boy.
It. Yeah.
All right. This is Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hey, if Stiz Grimey doesn't use vowels, does he work for WFF?
Yes, he works for WFF. Yes, he does.
WF. Yes.
Thank you, Daniel.
5:15 a.m.
Hey, Greg. The weather is getting warmer. Be out there doing your Lasers show 11-minute miles. Can't wait to see you.
End of message.
Yeah, I have got a... it's running season, so finally. I was pretty good in January, even though it was cold. And then complete drop-off in February. I don't think I've won... I probably have not run once in February, but... I got to set my sights on the annual Ocean Park 5K, which happens in July.
Yes.
Trying to get the sub 30, finally. I haven't, I've yet to get a under 30 PR, so I'm going to try to do it up there in OP.
6 a.m.
Hey, Julius, he's a kid. LB here. How's your father doing? Haven't heard from him in a while. Oh, by the way, you make a great salad, kid. I love that Caesar salad.
End of message.
Yeah. Did he invent it?
What? He didn't invent it. He did not invent the Caesar salad. But I think theoretically the Caesar salad could have somehow been named for Julius Caesar.
Caesar Romero? Did he invent it?
Maybe Caesar Romero did. The great dancer. Is that who you're talking about? Yeah. Where do you stand on quick discussion on food as often occurs on this program? Where do you stand on the Caesar salad?
Love it.
Okay, now
with anchovies.
Yes, the white
with
ones.
Anchovies.
Yeah, white anchovies.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the lettuce in the Caesar salad that has been grilled? Over the you
I
like that,
that.
The
yeah.
warm,
I love
the
that.
Warm Caesar salad.
Yes, I like that smokiness.
Yeah, it's got to be. They have to do the slice the head in half.
Yeah,
grill it face down, crusted with Parm.
Oh, yeah,
that's the key.
Okay, so you are a fan of the Caesar salad.
I am.
Any particular Caesar salad dressing that you feel that can be purchased in the store that is the goat of those?
Cardini's makes an excellent Caesar.
Really?
Maria's Natural also does. I like to make it from scratch.
Yeah,
it sounds complicated.
Do you use the eggs though, or are you worried about?
I coddle them. You coddle them for a minute, to get rid of the foodborne bacteria.
Would you be willing to coddle my eggs?
Are you going to coddle mine?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's some good Caesar salads out there. And I will say that the right Caesar salad dressing is a fantastic dipping sauce. Amazing dipping sauce. Extraordinary dipping sauce. Mm. 978 text, what is up with the cornhole tournament? I announced yesterday that next week I'll give you details on the second annual Greg Hill Foundation cornhole tournament up in my adopted home continent of Maine at the Brunswick. We will have full details for you. Last year, I believe it was the weekend before Memorial Day. This year, it's going to be happening in June.
Ooh.
And, I mean, the weather turned out great last year. LB, you don't remember, but the weather
was... It seemed nice in the morning.
Yeah, the weather was great, and we will... I'm sure that we will have the same kind of situation this year, especially if it's in June. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
What's up, Jack?
Listen, you're talking about dressings, and I know you're the czar of sauces, but, do you call ranch dressing, like, salad frosting?
Salad
frosting.
I'm not a huge ranch fan.
Really?
Yeah, I prefer creamy Italian to ranch.
Yeah. What do you feel? How do you feel about the creamy Greek?
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, me too.
Although, if you get the real Greek salad dressing, like if you get a Greek salad from Brothers Pizza in Hudson, they give you the real Greek dressing, which is vinegar-based.
Right.
Not creamy.
Right.
David Burke's Prime, Rando Ding, does the Caesar salad at the table.
Love the tableside prep.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Which is,
Caesar salad, guac. Yeah. I don't like guac, but I always enjoy when other people order guac to be prepared tableside.
My favorite salad dressing is that the sugary...
Catalina?
It's just... It just makes the salad taste like...
Cereal?
Yeah.
What color is it?
No, it's just clear.
Sure, you're not putting like simple syrup on your salad?
The McCarthy's restaurant over in Chelsea. What's
corn syrup.
What's the name of
the Newbridge?
The Newbridge.
Oh, that's the Newbridge dressing.
Yeah, the Newbridge dressing.
They must put a little sugar in it because it is a little sweet. Right.
That's a great dressing. The Newbridge, their own house dressing is great. I mean, the best of all house dressings is the Ken's Steakhouse.
Still made from scratch on the premises.
Correct. It is.
Billion-dollar industry.
That is the best of all. The best of all best. As we learned from Danielle earlier, Stiz Grimy prefers undressing.
That was a little creepy. I don't know.
Does anyone have a wire brush?
6:47 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around people talking garbage about the Bruins. I've been washing my bag off to dip my ice cream in chocolate. I still don't get it. What?
End of message.
I just feel bad for the Red Sox, the Celtics, and the Bruins because the Patriots have set the bar so high that, God forbid, you're like one of the top three teams in your league of 32 teams.
And you're still not good enough?
You're not good enough. You still suck.
Stiz will appreciate this, being that he is of the Chelsea by the Sea resident status.
Mm-hmm.
The texter, 617 texter, says that the Floramos white Zinfandel dressing is the best that there is.
That's LB's new favorite. He loves the white Zin.
Yeah. Well, I
he strains it. He boils it and strains it.
That's a kind of box.
Try to get the booze out of it.
Can I get
he runs it through what do they do in prison? They strain it through a cloth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So like
a sock.
He uses a sock.
Toilet dressing.
Toilet dressing.
Could you,
officer? I only had 8 salads at Floramos. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm a 2.1.
Can I get 2 glasses of the dressing? Hold the oil.
6:40 a.m.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian. Just want to leave a message, let you know that I'm going on like a 19-beer day streak or like a 9 donut. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. LB, can you explain to everybody what the hell I'm talking about? Later.
End of message.
Well done, kid. Well done.
This texter recommends that you go to La Cantina in Framingham, Rando Ding. They have an amazing Italian house dressing.
Great restaurant.
Yeah. Really?
I've heard that. Yeah.
Excellent Alfredo.
Been around forever.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lucia's on Hanover has an extraordinary homemade Italian dressing, according to this texter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.